Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on? You are listening to the Young Man Nuke, Mr. Fresh Radio, where I bring you family revolution, edutainment, spirituality, health, and hip hop all in one show. And you know, today we got you know, my man, the Manifesto Caduce, coming through, and we got to actually go in for the next 2 days. This is part one in two parts. You know, we are going to go in tonight with Oh, What Is Time. So, you know, he's going to come through, and we're going to go in and talk about time a little bit. So, man, peep games to the Oh, What Is Time, and then we'll be right back.
I am being forward. Forward. Hey. I feeling the feelings of time. Impression of time, impressed on the mind. Then a song comes to mind to remind mind of what is time. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? Measurement of cycles of things that are seen. Measurement for cycles of things that are seen. And the hands on the clock go round and round. And the hands on the clock go round and round. Tick-tock, full circle. Full cycle is where we start, is where we stop. Like when someone fully circles around the block. What's ahead of you is what was behind. Cycle is psyche, is the mind. The clean and clear cycle is purpose of time. To maintain balance of mind, purpose of time. As a physical individual must keep this in mind. Look at the number line, it's 0 to 9. And it repeats 0 to 9. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? When all is perception of the mind. Yet on the most high plane there is no time. From everlasting to everlasting. Without beginning, without ending. Yet here there's always a yesterday. And today and tomorrow on its way. Yet 1,000 years, the most high is one day. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? When age is nothing but a number, my friend. Imagine good life without an end. Who lives a life that never ends? Interest in the Shabbat never ends. Towards life we always reverend. Almighty is life in whom we're so confident. Timeless is the holy being, life essence. The holy balance whom we spoke life is a prison sentence. Where we see our life begins and ends. And there are stories of those who never met death. Call them legends. Highland, men who live on beyond. Hey in Zion, we only sing life song. In heavens and we only chant life song. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? Yet in the temporal world everything takes time. And an hour can feel a few minutes sometimes. A few minutes can feel so long sometimes. A night or day can seem long or short sometimes. Night time and day time happening at the same time. Within the same black space of time. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? When all is perception of mind. And Melchizedek is way higher than time. Still in the physical realm, everything takes time. To everything there's a season of time. Time is the mastermind. master is the time. Still the master is master over the time. Still the master is master over the time. You reap what you sow in the harvest time. And in the holy mountain realms we have the best time. Where there is no time, where there is no time. What is time? What is time? Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time?
Things Bible spin atom, see it. Things Bible spin atom.
That's my man, Caduce, with Oh, What Is Time? You know, we definitely got him in the building, and we're going to go in, and we're going to talk about time a little bit. We're definitely going to go into this story.
Yeah.
Hey, Caduce, you out there, bro? Yes, sir.
Yeah, that.
How's you today?
Always fire, you know, we're good. Keeping the fire blazing, keeping the spirit lit.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Man, we didn't have you on the show for the better part of the last couple of weeks, man, and I'm glad that we're taking this time right now just to go in a little bit deeper into these powerful songs that he has blessed on us these last few weeks. You know, tonight we're going to talk about, oh, what is time? You know, and we're just going to go in a little bit in depth, not only with the story of the song, but, you know, we're going to talk about time a little bit, too, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, the whole thing about time, you know. Yeah, because, you know, like I said, that song, I mentioned it on the previous interview, but that song, it actually came to me like how I say it, when I say feeling, the feelings of time, you know. I was there burning a spliff in my lot, and I was thinking about time, you know. And it's because I feel in the feelings of time. You know, sometimes you're sitting down and you just feel the time, you know what I mean? So I was focusing on that, you know. And that's how the song started to flow. And like I said, this was like 7 years or so, about 7 years ago I wrote it to you. You know, that when the song was coming to me like that, you know, so the start up like that, feeling. Because that was part telling you, I said, feeling, the feelings of time, impression of time, impress on the mind. Then a song comes to mind, to remind mind of what is time, you know. But then, you know, when you see, we go and see, you know, and this is a song that's, I have some songs that's kind of unorthodox in the way we structure. This is one of them. In terms of when it comes to the chorus is really not more than me just repeating, oh, what is time? You know, just saying it two times, you know what I mean? I have some songs that like that previously. I had a song like called Lord and Savior, which similar to, but even less. It was just me saying Lord and Savior one time between these long verses, you know? So this song now is also a song that is kind of lengthy too, you know? So we go into a lot of chambers or realms within this song. That's why really, honestly, I could take the whole weekend and talk about this song. You know what I mean? We could do 4 hours straight of talking about this song. So it's still trying to give a concise reasoning behind it, but really setting the motion into the thinking, you know, like I think it was in the night time too. Come on, time meditation, come like that in the night time. Burning a spliff and just thinking about time. You know what I mean? Just thinking about time, you know? Just thinking about time. That's why when you say, can we talk about time? But that's exactly how it came about. We're just thinking about time. You know what I mean? And, you know, nothing is really new, not even in meditation. A lot of things that we contemplate as people that just open to the truths and, you know, more clarity even on the truths we already have. We have a lot of the same thoughts coming to our mind regarding the same thing, you know. Like that collective consciousness is very much real. You know, it's really just one circle of thought, you know. It's just who tapping in, you know. Like you said, tap in, right? Or tune in. Those kind of thoughts, we say tune in. You know what I mean? So, and you know, you just catch the wave where you at, because, you know, the ocean is vast. It's just depending, you know, some people, they go further in, some people, they kind of scale the waters just like heights, you know. Heights and depths is very similar, you know. Some people kind of frightened to go higher, deeper, you know. The deeper you go, the higher you go, though, you know. Yeah, so, but the time factor is really a serious thing, you know, because the whole world is governed by time, so. I want to say this, you know, we can look at time in two different ways. You know what I mean? We can look at time We can look at time like how we usually look at time. You know what I mean? Which is like, you know, tomorrow and then tomorrow and then tomorrow and then tomorrow. Like, it's just the past, the present, and the future, and we're thinking more in a straight line, you know? But then if you really look at time, all right, you can say you can look at time in a straight line way, you can look at time in a circular way. And I think looking at time in a circular way brings more clarity to this idea of time. Because if you think about it, we're just spinning around in the same space. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just get up right now and just spin around in the same space. You didn't leave the space here in the same space. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the word age, you know, A-G-E, and then look at again, you know, like, you know, when you translate, you know, from the ancient languages of the River Nile, I know, when you translate the letters into English, at least I've seen where the, what you call vowels is not really seen. In most cases, it's just the consonants, you know? So, like, in the sense of, if you look at, for instance, the word time is T-I-M-E. And then if you look at the word atom, it's A-T-O-M. But it's the same consonants, the T and the M, you see? You know what I mean? And I find those things very much something to pay attention to, despite the vowels that surround the consonants, because... You know, society talks in a way that's very much show. It's really more show and more common sayings, and few people get deeper. You know what I mean? It's just the talk, like, hey, how you doing? Like, do you really care if someone really do it?
Yeah.
You know, but you say, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Even people throw the word love around kind of loosely too, you know? Like, what is love? I mean, we don't need to go into that now, because that was like, we could go a week about love. You know what I mean? Because
you know,
all sort of chambers in that.
Yeah,
but to keep it in line with the time concept, though, you know, time, you know what I mean? Like I said, we could look at a straight line, we could look at a circle. I want to really just bring that to highlight again and keep it on focus with that,
okay.
Really. Because when you think about straight line and circular, it's a balance, you know, because it's just like the whole debate about is Earth flat or is it round? Now, a few people are going to say, I think it could be both, depending on how you look at it. Most people are taking either side and arguing some valid points, but it's like a man in Africa right now arguing with you about if it's daytime or nighttime. We over here in the nighttime, you know, I'm in New York City, it's nighttime, you know, and in Africa, daytime, I think it is rising up now, or
yeah.
Both to rise up soon. So if I got you to talk about you getting up to eat breakfast and I laugh, I say, what do you mean breakfast? Dinner time? No, you know what I mean? Are we going to argue about it like the 9 and the 6, you know? You know what I'm saying? In terms of numbers, you know? Depending on how you're looking at certain things, even certain letters can look like numbers and certain numbers can look like letters depending on how you're looking at it. Like, for instance, you look at the capital B in terms of the alphabet capital B, and you look at the number 13. It is a similar kind of thing, you see, you know? Because the number one is similar to the lowercase L, you know? When you start looking at things like that, you know, going beyond just the learned, okay, this is what we call alphabet, this is what we call letters, this is what we call numbers, this is what we call digits, this is what we call money, this is what we call that. We're calling things what we're calling it. But if you really look at it, it's like, I saw a thing with KRS when we were showing something in something I was watching one time, and it's what we would call a spoon he had in his hand to show an example of something. And he's saying that, he said he asked Claude, what is this I have in mind? What do you call this? You know, people them not just say spoon. They say, it's not a spoon, you know, but it's we calling it spoon. You know what I mean? And it's just to say, when we get deeper, then the surface is even what we're calling things. And let's look at the natural matter. Look at the natural matter, because that's the realest reality, the natural matter, which is the nature. You know what I mean? You're talking of atoms again. So no, we're talking about the time factor again, and I say think about atom. You know what I mean? Atom, if people don't understand what A-T-O-M is, like we said earlier about T-I-M-E, time, and then A-T-O-M, atom. Atom, you know, a lot of words are not in our common, you know, dialogue. You know what I mean? Unless you're in certain circles, because it's not in the mouth of our children as much as I like science. You know what I mean? These are things that Malcolm Gladwell would talk about and many others, you know. We tend to more be interested as a people, you know, realistically, in entertainment. Mere entertainment, you know what I mean? We're not really so focused in science and history as much, you know? and studying things, really. Few of us really go out there and we study these things. So a lot of things are not even in our common talk. And that's really sad, you know? Because if you say atom to a lot of people, even adults, they don't know what you're talking about neither. But we're here talking about, you know, negativity and positivity. But what about neutrality? What about neutron? You're talking of neutron and proton. When you're saying negative, you're talking of electron. Because in the realist reality, nature is the realist reality, and nature broken down is atoms and is these energies. When you're talking about H2O, for instance, H2O is two hydrogen atoms combined with one oxygen atom. H is for hydrogen, right? They put the two there to denote the how many atoms. But you're talking of atoms. When people say H2O, that's interesting. H2O, a lot of people would know what you mean when you say H2O. That's like agua. That's common to know is water. Some people may not know, but H2O, it becomes more in common than even when people say chemical, let's still even understand what they're saying. You know, you have to differentiate between man-made chemical, artificial chemical, and natural chemical. Because atom is what you're talking about. When atoms combine together, that is a chemical. Water is chemical. You know what I mean? Because the combination, which is the chemistry. You know what I mean? So, and all of this is has to do with circle again, you know. The circle of life. Circle is everything, you know, man. Everything is about circle. But that's why I say focusing on the I and the O, focusing on the straight line and the curve. When the curve is, it keeps on going, it fulfills itself. So you see the full circle. So when you see a curve, it's just like when you see a piece of the moon, when I talk about half moon, quarter moon, or whatsoever. In reality, the moon is always where it is, but it's what you're seeing at the moment. So if you see a curve, just don't know that the curve denotes a circle. Like I have this on Seal is a Zeal, I should check it out. A previous project, Book of Fights, you know what I mean? Where in Seal is a Zeal, I say straight line and curve, and then the curve represents a full circle, something to that effect I said. So when you see curve, you must think full circle. No. You know, people know about the Ankh, what's commonly known as the Ankh, you know, which is the so-called ancient Egyptian cross. That's how people would say it and describe it, you know, in this society here. But known as the Ankh, but even as I've learned that also was known as Nikwa. And like I say, again, concentrate on the consonant sounds, you know, because the Kiowa vowels surround it. Because like I'm saying, they used to pronounce it as Nikwa, not Ankh. No, it's the same NK or the same M and K you're listening to. But it's just that when you say Ankh, you put in an A sound in front of the N. You know, and if you say that's wrong neither, it's just to say they're different, but they actually have the same energy still because it's the same consonant sound. And I realize that is something, you know, when it comes to these different languages, because our languages are interrelated, you know. This English, though it's English, it's still in Kish, which is Kush, which is Ethiopia, which is Africa, which is still talking of a vastness within its own self. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Earth is billions of years old, you know. You know what I mean? Like millions and billions of years old, you know. And years just meaning, you know, how many times we've been around the sun. This sun here, you know. We're in the same space. Like, notice all the galaxies, them is still in the same space, you know. You know what I mean? The universe, them, everything going on. It's coming like a TV show, but just the reality. What you see in the sky is what surrounds this earth here, which is space. But it's the things within the space, because space alone is a space. So the show, which is what you see, because innocently, show just simply has to refer to what you see. You know what I mean? Simply. You know what I mean? That's our show. Like, show me this, show me that. Oh, I watch the TV show. Show does have to do with see. You know what I mean? So what does that have to do with time? Well, what is time? Like we say, you're spinning around in a circle in the same space, and you're counting. Like, for instance, in the song I'm going to sing something about, what's ahead of you is what was behind. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I used to run laps every morning and going in a circle. You know what I'm talking about. If you run laps and you go around in a circle, even when you go circle the block, even use that language. What's ahead of you becomes what was behind, you know? Because as you're moving forward, you're going in a circle. Eventually, and then how many laps you gonna do? Just like how many times, you know, around the sun, and you say, "Oh, happy birthday again." Your soul will return, right? So, but you're going around still in the same space. It's like time is something at the same time. Time is nothing, just like the I and the O, which can be the one and the zero. You know what I mean? The straight line and the zero, you know, that's the binary code right there. So all things, even the keyboard based upon that. If people would know that, like, straight line and the circle or the oval, where you can call I and O, L and zero, you know what I mean? The idea of straight line and the idea of curve, when the curve full curve is a circle, you see, because even the block you can circle. Even a triangle you can circle, a square you can circle, you know what I mean? And you see these symbols, you see 6-point star within circle, I've seen that before, 5-point star in circle, you know what I mean? Innocently, these things is just nature and life, naturally, and certain things. If you could see microscopically, you see these same things, you know? You know what I mean? Especially the 6-point star, interestingly, you see that idea to creation. You know, on the microscopic lens, you will see that. So, it's just observing us, really, because the more you learn of, because obviously, this world is not peace. So, why it is not peace? I know it's interestingly, all the words that relate to Salem have to do with peace, you know, and Salem is peace. And to say world, W-O-R-L-D, world, right, in Amharic, language of Ethiopia, Amaringa, is Alem, which would be A-L-E-M. Alem is to say world, right? Now notice if we just add an S to that, you get Salem. So you see world in peace. You know what I mean? Literally, that's why again, remember I say, you know, the English, though the English is still English, which is in Kush, which is in Ethiopia, which is Africa, which is still vast within itself. But the root of our European business is the indigenous people business. Because one earth, you know, and the reason why Kanamawa Esalat is so important. It means now we're talking of different things that have nothing to do with nothing. But even this man was on the cover of a magazine known as the same topic we're talking about, you know. This is no fiction business I'm talking. I'm talking of secular worldly magazine known as Time magazine. The goose and the gas of Dormar, Kadamawa, ISLS of Ethiopia. I'm not talking on no Bible talk, respect to Bible, but we're not even talking religious, we're talking just like we're talking what happened in the newspaper today or CNN, but even, you know, just we say news media. You know what I mean? The same news media, we don't have to go to no religious source, so this is your personal belief system. So when we say Kadamawa, ISLS, we're talking reality. You can search this man, you know, we don't have to debate about if this man existed or not, you know. It has been. Yeah, facts. Words. So what you have to do with time? So what are you on a Time magazine? So what you have to do with time? Y'all go look into that. Yeah. But keeping in line with the song, oh, what is time? You know what I mean? Oh, what is time? He's the man of the time. You know, how much more time do we have, my brother? Because, you know, when we go out, sometimes we lose sense of time. That's why I say the time is real and the time is not real. You know what I mean? But you gotta remind me, how much time is up, bro? What's up? I've been talking for a minute now. But it's more than a minute.
We got a minute.
I felt it, right?
For real,
that's time right
there. Yeah, definitely did. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna let you go. Lose that thought, you know, get cut off in a minute, because, you know, you definitely dropping them jewels on us right now. It's a lot going on. You know, one of the things that you said the old school world, well, word for world kind of sounds like realm, you know what I mean? And that's what it sounds like.
Oh,
to me,
yeah.
Those words,
yes.
And,
yes.
Etymology, man.
Alem, rem, yes.
Stories in the bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you actually adding on some real truth there, because, you know, the R and the S interchange, you know. So when you say sa, you're saying ra, same way. It's the same energy of the sun you're referring to, you know, the sa and the ra, the R and the S. Interchange, so like we were saying, Alem, A-L-E-M, Alem is world in Amharic language of Ethiopia. Let's say Ethiopian language, just to keep it simple. In the common Ethiopian language, which is known as Amaringa or Amharic, but let's say Ethiopian language, to say world, W-O-R-L-D, is Alem, A-L-E-M. And then I was saying that Salem, S-A-L-E-M, which has the word Alem in it, is that S and Alem is referring to peace. But then you highlight, you know, rem. Now, like we say, vowels, you know, they interchange with each other, you know, it's really the same constant sound.
Yeah.
So when you look at the word rem, it's the same word you're looking at, same way. So it's interesting when you add that to it, my brother, because that's the next eye opener to the whole, you know, meditation with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's real.
Like,
and that's actually real. When you say realm, that's just real. Real. Like,
yeah,
even we learn come again.
You gotta pay attention to the words that we're saying, man, because they it's almost as if we are casting spells and don't even know it, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you gotta be careful with put it out there into the universe, and also what you allow to tap into your database, because you know the things that we absorb out here can program what we got going on into with our ones and zeros. You got these ones
true,
and zeros
true.
Everywhere, man.
Where's sound is that
like
zero thing, bro?
The curve, I mean, man, you gotta pay attention to that curve, you know, because that curve, but you know, that's part of a full circle. I like that part too, man. Just kind of, because it was a lot that was going on, man. But I'm just trying to tone in.
But people just need to know this. You see, time.
Yeah.
Time is moving in a circle in the same space. You know what I mean? Simple. Time is moving in a circle in the same space. Spin around. You ain't left the room. You're in the same space. You know what I mean? You're in the same space. You're just spinning around in the same space. You know what I mean? Y'all listen to this song, Oh What Is Time, is on all platforms. We're talking Tidal, Spotify. You can YouTube it for free if you want to. You know, I play stuff on YouTube, so I know how we go. But let's make sure it's the official one on YouTube, because people may upload or whatever. Make sure it says I'm Memphis Kiddos all the way through, and not somebody else's name on the YouTube channel. But I just, you know, like with the Spotify as well, you know, Amazon Music, is in all the common and also the not-so-popular places, and it's like over 100 places. So all the popular places, you know what I mean, Apple Music, all of that.
You
know what I mean? Oh, what a time, the stream that listen to it, you know?
Man, look, we gonna roll out of here with that and let that bang. Or anything else? I don't even know if you should drop anything else on the people, because I said they need to listen to this one again, because it's a lot that was being said.
I just want to say one thing, bro. I just want to say one thing, my bro. Pardon that, but it's just a big up. Instead of a big up, follow us on, you know, aka Beats by Shimu. Yeah, the producer of this track. We're still going to show them out. Whenever I went on this episode, the song to the audience, and I don't know if people caught the episode before, though, but there's an episode with him already regarding this song. But that was just about the, you know, the release and the song and just introducing it. So properly, you know, as long as that was, you know, it tells the production plus the artist and everything that goes with that. But we want to do something more going through the lyrics, because, you know, it's a lot, all of my songs I really put a lot into. But it's certain songs I say, okay, like these songs, I say, let me go into the story behind it to bring more highlight, because music, sometimes you're just listening, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? You know, you have to really listen, you know what I mean? Because it's just like you listen again, you catch something else next time, you know? Yeah, but every time you listen, it's like you got to really be listening. It's that kind of music, you know? Yeah, Karasta Music Records, music for the soul. Yeah, I big up my empress right here with me, niggas, yeah. Don't know. Yeah, big up all ones who know what all the feel is. Raggies, anyway, they big up yourself with soon. Like, you know what I mean? Black Apache.
Young man.
You know what I'm saying? Brother Joseph.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big up yourself, Brother Nuke. Thank you for having me on your show. We're going to do it again tomorrow for childhood memories. So y'all come and, you know what I mean? Check us out tomorrow. We're going to go into the childhood memories story. You know what I'm saying? That's another one for them.
Man, it's Fresh Radio. Mm-hmm. Man, brought to the family revolution, entertainment, spirituality. Helping hip-hop all in one show. Y'all be smooth, man. Peace.
Peace. Now you're big. Forward. Hey. Impression of time, impressed on the mind. Then a song comes to mind to remind mind of what is time. Oh, what is time? Oh, what
what is time? Measurement of cycles of things that are seen. Measurement for cycles of things that are seen. And the hands on the clock go round and round. And the hands on the clock go round and round. Clock goes the clock. Full cycle is where we start, is where we stop. Like when someone fully circles around the block. What's ahead of you is what was behind. Cycle is psyche, is the mind. The clean and clear cycle is purpose of time. To maintain balance of mind, purpose of time. As a physical individual must keep this in mind. Look at the number line, it's 0 to 9. And it repeats 0 to 9. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? When all is perception of the mind. Yet on the most high plane there is no time. From everlasting to everlasting, without beginning, without ending. Yet here there's always a yesterday, and today, and tomorrow on its way. Yet 1,000 years the most high is one day. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? When age is nothing but a number, my friend. Imagine good life without an end. Who lives a life that never ends? Interest in the Shabbat never ends. Towards life we always reverend. Almighty is life in whom we're so confident. Timeless is the holy being, life essence. The holy balance whom without life is a prison sentence. Where we see a life begins and ends. And there are stories of those who never met death, call them legends. Highland, men who live on for eons. Hey, in Zion, we only sing life songs. In heavens and we only chant life songs. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? Yet in the temporal world everything takes time. And an hour can feel a few minutes sometimes. A few minutes can feel so long sometimes. A night or day can seem long or short sometimes. Night time and day time are beneath the same time. Within the same black space of time. Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time? When all is perception of mind. And Melchizedek is way higher than time. Still in the physical realm, everything takes time. To everything there's a season of time. Time is the master, master is the time. Still the most high is master over the time. Still the most high is master over the time. You reap what you sow in the harvest time. And in the holy mountain realms we have the best time. Where there is no time, where there is no time. What is time? What is time? Oh, what is time? Oh, what is time?
Spiral spin atom, spirit. Spiral spin atom.